Hello, welcome to this course in discrete mathematics. The first chapters are about logic and sets and algorithms and induction and counting, things you have heard about before to some extent, I guess, and that is some kind of background material for the main subject of the course. The main subjects are advanced counting techniques, relations, and especially graph theory. So I thought it could be a good idea to give some kind of introduction to the introduction, so to speak, by taking some examples from graph theory. So let's start on the middle of page one there with this network of corners and roads. We have nine corners and a couple of roads in between them. And you could think of that you are a postman, that you travel over all these roads once, only once, and come back to the same point. You want to do that. Is that possible? So maybe you can stop listening and think it over. Is it possible to go over all these edges or roads once and come back to the same starting point? You are allowed to visit a corner many times, but the postman, he doesn't want to repeat roads, of course. Yeah, maybe you found one. Such a circuit is called an Euler circuit, and I denoted EC here in my first notes. Generally, we don't speak about roads and corners, but because these can be other things that could be computers and network connections and such things. So generally we speak about vertices and edges here. And what do we mean with a graph? G. Well, it consists of two things. A vertex set. There comes the word sets. That's in chapter two. We have to think about sets. And here I have, you see the on the bottom of page one, my notation there, a V for vertex set, and these curly brackets, and there I have some labels on the vertices, A, B, C, D, etc. But we have also an edge set, E. And now the elements are pairs, like A, B, since there is an edge between A and B, and so on. So let's turn page, what happens there? Well, we can think about this. Can we think about necessary and sufficient conditions for the existence of such Euler circuit? We take some general graph. Is there some necessary condition? And can this also be a sufficient condition? Now so we come into this domain of logic. And on top of page two, we have a statement there. A graph has an Euler circuit. That implies that the even number of roads that even meet at all corners. Or with a more mathematical language, we can speak about the degree of a vertex, deg v, which must be even for all vertices belonging to the vertex set. That's the meaning of that mathematical symbols there. This is a necessary condition for the existence of an Euler circuit. And if we check the degrees there on previous page, we see that they are 2 or 4. Maybe you found an Euler circuit, so that condition is fulfilled. Of course, as in mathematics, there is a lot of we have to do proofs, valid reasoning to justify our claims, and I've just given hint of a proof for this. First statement there, that every time I come to a corner, the degree increases with 2. So in this example there, I have 3 edges in and 3 edges out. 2 plus 2 plus 2 is equal to 6. If we have an odd number, we realize that we're coming in and we're coming out, and say the third edges we are coming in, but to go out we have to repeat an edge, and that's not allowed for an Euler circuit. So that is quite obvious, that I think that this is a necessary condition. Even degrees of the vertices. But surprise, surprise, it's also a sufficient condition for an Euler circuit. That means that if you check the degrees of each vertex and it's even, well, then you can go on and find the Euler circuit. There is one. So there is this, I write on the lower part there on page 2, graph has an Euler circuit, that means that degrees are even, but it's also the other way around, that if the degrees are even, there is an Euler circuit. So, and then we use this double arrow, if and only if. Yeah, I think logic can for me be a little dry and boring subject, but we see here when we go over to graphs, we get some life to it. It's very concrete problems, and we realize that we have to spend some time also with these logical things. So I think it's a graph theory is very nice to illustrate these things about necessary and sufficient conditions. So now you ask the question on the bottom of page 2. How to prove the arrow going from right to left? Even degrees means that there is an Euler circuit. That seems hard, don't you think? How to prove that? We will look upon this in chapter at the end of the course, chapter 9, I think. Sorry. But I say something about it on page 3. We can do it with an induction proof. you have met this in first course, algebra course, I guess, how to do an induction proof. But I think they are more fun and interesting here in this course, these induction proofs. And there is a chapter about induction here, chapter 4, sixth edition of the course book. And you do an induction proof over the number of edges. And we don't go into details here. I just mentioned that you start with a few edges, and there I have a loop and two vertices with two edges and the triangle and so on, and check them and see that there are Euler circuits. And then you assume that there are Euler circuits up to, say, k edges, and then you consider k plus 1 edges. So that's how you do an induction proof, very commonly in graph theory. I give another example there of a graph. Now we have six vertices and a couple of edges. Can you find an Euler circuit here? Hamilton cycle is another concept in graph theory. What's that? Well, then you are not a postman any longer, you are a traveling salesman, and the vertices are cities, the edges are boring roads. And you stay overnight in these cities, and you want to take a tour around, visit all cities only once. You don't want to come there twice or more, and you should come back to the same vertex. You visit the cities and you can skip some roads. And so that is the problem. If you can find such a cycle, that's called an Hamilton cycle. And I give an example there, bottom of page 3, 5 vertices and 7 roads, I think. Yeah. Is there a Hamilton cycle there? Well, that was easy. You just can go around. That was not hard to see, find an Euler circuit. You can, a Hamilton cycle. You can skip some roads there. Just going around. In a cycle there, no problem. I have listed the degrees of the vertices there also. And some notation there, the number of elements in the vertex set, it's denoted, we will see, with V and the two bars like this. It's 5 in this case, and on next page I call this number generally for n. And now maybe you want, I want some sufficient and necessary conditions for existence of a Hamilton cycle. It was so nice for this Euler circuit. Can we find some very nice theorem in the same way for Hamilton cycle? Unfortunately, not. No one has up to now found any such condition. I list now on the last page here, number four, a sufficient condition for a Hamilton cycle is the following. That if you take any pair of vertices, UV we can call them, and they don't have an edge in common, that's important. And if it's so that the degree, sum of the degrees is greater than the number of vertices n, then there is a Hamilton. Hamilton cycle. Then there is a Hamilton cycle. For the traveling salesman, this means that there, if there are enough with roads, then it will be possible to find a Hamilton cycle. That sounds reasonable, and this is then the precise statement that if it's this sum is greater than or equal to n, then there is a Hamilton cycle. But you see, that's not so very strong, interesting statement, maybe, because it's not a necessary condition. On the graph we had on the previous page, we had two vertices of degree 2. 2 plus 2 is smaller than 5, but anyhow, we found a Hamilton cycle easily. So we see that this condition is not necessary. There can be Hamilton cycles anyhow, even if it's not fulfilled. Yeah. To finish, if we take a huge network, we have a traveling salesman in the United States, say, with a lot of cities and highways. How to find a Hamilton cycle in a big graph like that? Then we need a procedure on the computer, a computer program. And that is called an algorithm. And there is a chapter about analyzing algorithms. And this is part really of computer science, to analyze such algorithms. How will computing time grow with the number of vertices is a very central and obvious question. How smart computer program is it possible to write to shorten the computing time for finding such Hamilton cycles? And in many areas, there appear this question, how many? And then we are in the field of counting. And last example here is a graph with 5 vertices. And every vertex is connected with an edge to any other vertex. So this consists of a pentagon, the circumference there, and inside you see the pentagram, a classical symbol. that you find even on some flags. Flag of Morocco, and I think also the flag of, I think, Eritrea. Ah, it's a classical symbol. Pentagram plus pentagon. And then one can ask a question, how many Hamilton cycles are there? Because everyone is connected with everyone else, and so here we can really find Hamilton cycle. The sufficient condition above there is fulfilled, so there is a Hamilton cycle. How many are there? Yeah, now it's coming to this counting and combinatorics. I start at any corner, four possibilities to go out from there. Then I have three possibilities, and so on. And then I have to be careful at the end. It's easy to miss something there, because you can go in two ways. Each cycle you can go clockwise or counterclockwise, so to speak, in two directions. Maybe you could find a formula for if you have six vertices and all are connected with everyone else, how many Hamilton cycles are there then? Yeah, this was an introduction. I hope you got inspired to continue this course. So next lecture will be a little bit more about logic. Bye.